Shifters, I bet half decent money that one of you need at least fragrances, vitamins and supplements, beauties, cosmetics, weight management, dental care, baby care, medicines, or some goods for the hanky-panky. You know where you can find all of that stuff? It's all under one roof. This one roof just so happens to be Chemist Warehouse. And there's also a brand new shop in Botany Downs, just in case anybody wanted to know. They got it all, man. They got it all.
They do. And they have us too. It's Chemist Warehouse, proud sponsors of The Morning Shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go! Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
I got.
Mahi Monday, we here for our morning shifters from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do the dishes.
By Uno Media, we back for another week, family.
Let's get it. Second week of holidays, parents. Stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got Jake Gavin like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more. Take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it,
Let's get it, baby. We're back for another week.
Monday.
Hey, what is on the show today? How good's a good bet? Well, how good's a good bet that you can get right? We want to know what's the most non-monetary bet, though, that you have made. There's a couple good ones in there.
I bet on loving it. Paid off in full.
Jordan, what's on the cards for you today?
A bit of a slightly more serious tone than the joke I just made. Anyone hear about the guy who set himself on fire outside the Manhattan Trump trial?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, that's... He actually wrote a memoir before, and apparently he's in critical condition. The last, I'm not sure if he's passed yet, but...
Last we heard.
Yeah, so we're just going to... I think it's a bit interesting.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Mark, what's going on the weekend of sport?
Oh, Warriors fans, what happened? Where did we go? And the ups and downs of Super Rugby. We've got teams who are thrashing other teams and teams who are losing to teams they probably shouldn't be losing.
We've got to talk about that Garcia dude, too. We've got to talk about Mr. Garcia.
He had lost his mind.
A whole bunch more.
I think he did still. But
Did he, though? Or did he play us all? And a whole bunch more for the show as well. But we always start the show with an absolute
void.
And Jordan, well, you got the honors today.
Listen. For those who have joined us on the journey before, we dropped an absolute fire track called Do the Dishes. You might not have heard this, so this will be first time. Others of you, you've heard it, and you play it every day, so you're probably hearing this again. It is The Morning Shift featuring myself, actually, and two other guys. Not sure what their name is. It's called Do the Dishes. Hey.
Hey.
Y'all like that? Just want to let you know that this song's licensed to us. We own it.
That's crazy. Do you remember the words? That would be
what?
Do the dishes.
That would be the tip.
We do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
We do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
I could rap it, but I'll leave you here.
What's the move? I'ma tell the truth, and I'll pay my dues. Get a pen, N-E-W-M-E-D-I-A. And I'm blessed. Everybody wanna eat, don't wanna pray. Come again, want an interview? Got something to say? With your chest, made a family. Now we making dreams. We're the best from the bottom before we gained all the streams. Keep your head, keep it humble, cause winning is
and
not
we
the
do
prize.
Keep eyes.
Leave the rest. It's the journey. We shifting to change the times.
Do the dishes.
All right, that's the track.
Do the dishes.
Now we gotta get it. Bro, it's a Monday. We're playing this out. Turn it up.
We do have to.
Turn it up.
Nah, we
turn it up.
To,
turn it up right now.
Okay.
How can I be autophobic? I ain't got no doubt.
No,
I speak game calling my son, that's witter. Ain't no way smart. I'm in my own lane, too hot, too fast. Ain't no metro link. You go light on me in the morning, shit to get you from A to B. I'm an athlete, shoot threes, bet you didn't know that I did go pro. Logos, you know, fresh hoodies in a Batman flow. I think big, bring big, swing big, yeah, ain't no caddy. You could call me Ted Papa, but my friends call me Big Daddy.
Cut up, Big Daddy.
Do the dishes. Hey, do the dishes.
We've already come this far. Why would we turn it down for my
to a Mark's booth. We're not going to.
It's my turn, Mark. You know I got hard. Yeah, I'm older and I'm wiser. You love me like your mom.
Like your mama.
You know that I'm smart. These rookies just can't. Cause I was wrecking credits while you played in the yard. I was out here making checks while you were in a bib. When you finished up your homework, I finished my crib. Yeah, I'm humble and I'm honest. Had the dishes did. Let's get it. I don't lose. I only know to
do the dishes.
That's what we do on a Monday.
We do the dishes. We do the dishes.
We do the dishes.
Hey. To our international audience, do the dishes basically just means do the work. Put the work in. Work hard. You know, commit to something. See it through.
That actually charted as well.
That's how bad New Zealand music
number
is.
Number seven.
Nah,
just,
shut up.
Just saying, it went to number
What's
seven.
What's all the shade?
How are we today, brothers?
Yeah, well, I'm good, 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 good. I had a weekend of just watching Netflix.
What a great weekend.
Yeah, it was just Netflix and chill. For me, I watched The Scoop, which was...
Oh, I watched that too.
Yes, 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 yes. It was Prince Andrew, was it? The documentary where they talked about his
interview.
He was on the island,
I heard.
Yeah,
oh, he was on the other.
Yeah,
he
said he did. He said he was there. But it was quite interesting because
it was a slow watch though for that one.
It was a super slow watch.
You learned a bunch.
That's the point, guys.
But it was actually the teeing up of the interview, who did it, how they didn't actually realise they were about to stumble on probably the biggest, you know, royal interview of all time.
In fact, he thought he nailed it.
He thought he nailed it. It was so weird to see the dynamics of how that all went down. And another one that I watched as well, and it's just new to Netflix in New Zealand at least, but Baby Reindeer. Strange.
Oh, how is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. I saved that on, was it good?
It's got one or two at the moment, eh?
It's about a stalker and how the guy was like, didn't report it because I think it was doing something to his ego to begin with, but it was, it's a very strange, all and out, kind of one of those ones where you sit there going, like I made that noise way too often.
You need a shower after you watch a type of vibe.
You're like, but no, that was my weekend, just fully taking on other people's content, which I enjoyed.
I love that. I got drunk very responsibly. I just haven't had a beer since.
Oh, yes, it was your big blowout. Hey, good.
Not too much, you know, but it was good. It was it's different when you earn it, you know what I mean? And now I just probably won't have a beersy for a little longer.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Do you think you won't now? Like, because you went for so long, you enjoyed the challenge to a certain extent?
Here's my issue, guys. Alcohol isn't a problem for me, right? I'm a vibe. I'm a positive vibe. I'm a bring good energy vibe. I'm a fun vibe. Brooke, don't look at me like that.
I'm
yes
not looking
no.
at you like
yes
anything.
Or no. Say yes or no.
You're a vibe. What you? I'm
back
with you.
At you. Back
feel
at you.
You.
So what I've learned is that it's very, I can, I never felt like I couldn't say no, but I probably didn't realize how much I should have been saying no.
And
that I'm capable, you know? Mm. And honestly, guys, after you hit those 0%,
but they're a vibe.
Placebo, baby.
They're a vibe.
You know, but you can only drink like 7 before you're like, But by that point, you had your little, endorphin hit. And then you wake up the next morning feeling fresh and, look, drink responsibly, guys.
You wake up the next morning.
It was nice to let the hair down. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. But are you back on like a kind of grind?
Oh, yeah.
Grind might not be the word, but this is part of you.
Totally. Not that anyone really asked, but me moving forward now, it's not about going from, you know, I did a challenge with some other mates and they were kind of like, we want to hop on another challenge, like straight. And I'm like, nah, I think challenges, they need to be a bit tapu, you know, they need to be a bit sacred, you know. I don't want to
life's
be someone
hard
that's just
trying moment,
to,
you know,
that's it. I'm not trying to go from challenge to challenge, but I do have some notes that I want to work through over the next month. More like mental things for my, planning my life a bit better. But tell you what, after two workouts at Davidson in 5 days, one workout, light work.
Right.
Let's get it.
I'm trying to get to one. But I want to say that I'm cooler than this, but I swear I watched that T-Pain video about 55 times over the weekend too. Oh. But I ain't even going to try and play cool like I did it, fam.
Let's check in about that.
Right.
Go on.
I had to pinch. I was pinching myself this morning type of thing. Like, what is going on here type of vibe? Like, that's T-Pain. We're going over to go and see him. But I think it was more, and Jordan put this in our group chat. So this is not me saying this. Jordan saying it. It was so cool to see how.
What are you going to say?
This is positive. It was so cool to see how happy everyone was for us because everyone's been on this journey. And that was one thing where I was like, this is this is freaking dope. So yeah, yeah. I watched that a bunch of times over the weekend, man.
I think someone's Nix, he's our admin on the Facebook group page too, and like him kind of saying we do see all the messages, we can't load up the page with because we'll just look like
those guys,
like we're licking our own feet. But yeah, we do read those comments, and it is a rewarding feeling, like when people feel like they were part of the journey because
you are.
You know what I mean? We can do all this stuff, but if we're not getting the views or the listens, no one really cares. But Mark, can we just talk quickly a little bit about like how cool is T-Pain? Like you were only in talks about that. By the way, my tour Mark is coming to America. I saw a couple comments like, "Is Mark going? He should be going. He's always with us."
Yeah,
like,
apparently you left.
What are you talking about?
Someone on TikTok said I'd left.
I like fully had a conversation with someone about how he left. I was like, "You gonna tell us something, Mark?"
So T-Pain's management super cool. He's super cool as well. Like he was, he obviously wanted to be a part of coming on the show and giving you guys the personal invite. And when he wanted to know the backstory of how we got here, and we talked about the shifters, and like in the meeting, he was just super warm and wanting to, you know, embrace what it is that we're trying down here.
He even hopped on a meeting about the meeting, eh? So yeah. Before, like, he's the coolest.
So you had spoken to him earlier in the week.
Mm.
Oh my god!
I call him Pain now, but you know. So we're gonna go and hang out with my mate Pain.
Oh, okay.
So I promise you though, we are gonna go with absolute energy over there and give our absolute best for you guys.
We literally have to. We're hosting the bloody thing.
We'll try our best, team. We're going to give our best.
Hey, man. Waka Flocka Flame, how are you, mate?
You're not good, Mark. Good.
Let's get into the Daily Bread. That's right, team. Daily Bread. Breaking bread.
With the news of today.
And today is April 22nd. That is 113 days into the year. 252 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It's Happy Earth Day today. For the past 50 years, Earth Day has been celebrated by billions of people around the globe annually, every 22nd of April, joining together and promoting the awareness of the health of our environment.
Who owns the Earth?
Good question.
Government.
Clearly. The British.
Obviously. Prince Andrew?
The British. No, I have no idea who owns the Earth. We,
not us.
We've got I reckon we have a duty of care to the Earth. It owns itself. Can you imagine all those things that, like, you know, people don't look after? Like, you can see old cities where the earth is just growing over it. Grass is coming through the concrete. Like, anywhere where people aren't, nature comes back and wins.
Yeah, maybe the earth owns the earth. You know how, like, there's that idea, like, nature doesn't need us? Like, yes, we can destroy the planet, but over years, what we do to it will kill us all off. And it'll just grow back.
It'll grow again.
Nature just keeps on going. Mm-mm.
Wow, I just figured something out there. It's crazy.
It's also Girl Scout Leaders Appreciation Day. The leaders of the Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts still around. I guess they've lost a little bit of.
Is it?
But I bet you're not in the Girl Scout world.
Mm. Yeah. Isn't that just the Hundiest Award?
What is the Hundiest Award?
Don't listen to them. Don't even worry about them.
Congrats, you're the Hundiest. You get to be the leader.
And a massive congratulations to all the Terrys in the world. We are celebrating you today. It is Terry Day. Anyone know a Terry?
I know a good Terry, actually. Like a solid brother. He's the man.
Terry Crews?
Actually, his name's Teddy.
The girls that I know that are Terry seem to be quite promiscuous, actually.
No, not allowed to do that. That's
not me doing it, it's them doing it. So I'm just...
Sorry to my Auntie Terry, who
Terry,
might be
Terry.
Listening.
Wow.
Yeah, what's she like, though? You know what I'm saying? What's she like?
What was the nickname? We don't even know what we're laughing at. I've never heard that you say that ever, so it's not some kind of inside story.
I love those days.
Scary Terry.
My Daily Bread. You know, I was going to do it in a segment, but no, I've talked about this too much in segments over the last 2 weeks. As we know, an update on the rap civil war that is at hand, which maybe guys, but a conspiracy here, is all engineered. Maybe it's engineered to continue to keep hip-hop selling, keep hip-hop in the news. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Drake, he's already released a diss track, and over the weekend he decided that he was not going to slow up the tempo with Kendrick Lamar.
Love that.
He decided to drop another diss track called Taylor Made Freestyle, which he uses AI and the voices of Snoop Dogg and Tupac, plus his own verse, and we're going to hear out some of the snippet now.
You seem a little nervous about all the publicity.
This is Tupac AI.
We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a b to me.
Talk about them liking young girls, that's a gift for me. Heard it on the Budden podcast, it's gotta be true. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive. And in the 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole game. It was me and Snoop Dogg. Had my shirt off in the House of Blues.
So Drake apparently has written all these verses, but he's just used AI in Tupac's voice, speaking from the aspect of what he feels Tupac would be saying to Kendrick right now. Let's listen to Snoop Dogg's verse.
What the f*** you really about to do? We passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right? I know you never been to jail or with jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody. Never did nothing violent, and no one, it's the homies that empower you. But still, you gotta show this out. Who's boss on the west? Now's the time to really make a power move.
Drake. We're gonna get to it.
I like what he did over
the weekend. We'll just listen through. Sorry. This Daily Bridge is gonna take a little while. We're gonna get there. And this is Drake's verse.
Shitting on you from a whole different altitude. High up in the sky like I'm Howard Hughes. The first one really only took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we gotta wait a week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top. Oh. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a feud. She tailor made your schedule with Ant. You out of the loop. Hate all you corporate industry puppets.
It's called Taylor Made Freestyle. And as we know, what Drake's trying to get at there is that Kendrick couldn't drop a diss track back if he had it in the can, because Taylor Swift dropped over the weekend and they're owned by the same record label. So what he's saying is, in a hip-hop sense, he's saying you're not even a boss. Like, you have to listen to some white girl. Which isn't like, I'm not saying that like as a diss, but like that's what he's trying to give off. And even to use like AI, like Drake is, his team is a beast.
It was a smart play.
Like, Neeks actually said something off here. Like, Drake understands optics very well. He understands, like, how this feud can be perceived, because he's at practice. He's actually won and he's actually lost. And I think what's interesting about this beef to me is that Kendrick's Like That verse was very much in the realms of the art. It was in the realms of rap. When you think about Drake's first diss back to Kendrick, he mentioned his wife, he's mentioning his shoe size, he's mentioning the personal takes, he's mentioning that his wife potentially cheated with a bodyguard. But here's what I'm realizing about this beef. Like, Drake, it's not actually about Drake versus Kendrick. It's that Kendrick, because of the way that the world talked about his verse of Like That, he can affect the stocks and how Drake's value is perceived in the market. So Drake knows he has to get on this very quickly. And he's already released two diss tracks. And he understands,
he's got a third on the way.
He understands what to say that gets the plebs talking. He's not talking in music. He doesn't have to impress music heads. We were talking about this before. He just has to impress the internet. Because they're the ones on the vlogs. They're the ones in the comment sections. And so I think Drake is, he's a billion-dollar like man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he actually has $1 billion, but he makes a lot of money. And he's nipping this in the bud now, hopefully, because he understands what Kendrick could do.
Do you think Kendrick applies? Or do you think Kendrick actually just dropped that, and with your hip-hop brain on and your hip-hop hat on right now, do you think Kendrick is done, or do you think there's more to come?
I feel like, in the best way too, Drake has put out this narrative that it's 20 verse 1, and I don't think, the last I checked, Kendrick didn't ask for any help, and it's kind of like, it's kind of been a bit disappointing to see everyone else jump on it.
But
even if they have their own feuds, because what it looks like is they all hopped in a room and had a chat. But really, like, Kendrick's good enough just to go back himself. But as time goes on, and what everyone's talking about is, like, how long is too long to wait for this? But Drake had 2 weeks. So
he didn't have 2 weeks.
He did. He was on tour.
It's
only been a week. So, yeah, that's just... This is taking off. Chris Brown dropped another diss track to Quavo.
Like, which I heard was the best one.
But here's what we need to remember, guys. In hip hop, negativity is always going to sell records. And what this feud has done has got that. That's why J. Cole's amazing. He's heat. He's on a level enough to see it, I think. But who knows? We will
see. Brooke, out of curiosity, seeing as you're a country guy, if negativity always sells hip hop, what is country, or what's the sentence that goes with country?
I got you. I was going to say love, but it's also a whole bunch of heartbreak that goes on in there as well.
Mm.
Country sells you reality.
Oh.
I got the pan on the stove, cooking egg on a toast, and you give it to me,
I go
to work.
That's fire. That's what we love about country.
Right.
Like, all their lyrics are like literally like...
They tell you.
They just tell you what's happening. One plus one is two.
There's no double entendres in that one.
Man, yeah.
What you see is like, what you get.
What did he say?
You got to break it down now.
Hip-hop's trying to break it down.
Like, well, speaking of country, she does do country. I'm just going to touch on this really quickly because the numbers are absolutely incredible. You did kind of touch on it. Taylor dropped an album over the weekend. Actually, two albums over the weekend. Torture Poets Department.
I'm not a white guy.
I wouldn't really know either, but she is absolutely incredible when it comes to the numbers. Top 10 most streamed albums in a single day on Spotify. She now owns that with the Tortured Poets Department with 300 million streams. She's also got a second with Midnights and third with 1989.
You're not doing it for me, Brooke. Get, come on, tease me. I want to listen to this album. How are you going
to
sell me?
You ain't going to listen to this album. This album ain't for you. And you know why I know it's not for you? It's because the people that love it, she's not singing her song. The reason they love it is she's singing their song. She ain't singing your song.
Mm-mm.
You ain't. I ain't gonna
that
sell
ain't
you
a bar,
this.
Bro. That ain't a bar. Don't hype that up, much.
That
old
is
Mark.
A
bro.
Bar.
What's he talking about, bro? You.
Yeah. I ain't gonna sell you.
He thought
you.
He said something because you said it. Bro. Don't be going out, boy, like that.
I didn't even think I said something, but you made me think I did. Maybe say something.
I know. I could tell by your eyes. Like, wait.
But I know that is true. She's not singing her song. She's singing this song. Anyway, what I actually wanted to talk about today, just really quickly for my daily bread, was. If you're over like maybe 40, I reckon you're in the department for it, and you're in an open relationship, that probably helps too. A Miami cruise company is set to launch its first ever nude cruise in 2025.
Yeah.
How Miami of Miami.
That does give Miami vibes of that. But in 2025, if you like to bear all and just be in your birthday suit with a bunch of probably not the best put together bodies.
Does that go from Miami to Toto?
I have no idea where it goes, but February 3rd, next year, if you want to get involved, it's an 11-day voyage. Don't
do you have
worry
to be
about
nude
clothes.
The whole time? Like, walking on the ship?
It's called the 2025 Big Nude Boat. I would imagine you walk on with clothes, and as soon as you go through that door, boom, see you later.
Oof.
See ya absolutely later. I hope it's summer on that tour for everybody.
Oh, wait, imagine if they started coming into like big waves and stuff. You know, all your naked bodies rolling about.
Don't have diarrhea on that boat.
That is a bit of somebody's pie. Somebody's pie. But anyway, the Miami cruise company.
All I can think of is like, probably like, you know, those kind of people want to go on this, but like, someone like, the whole boat will just smell like ass. It's going to smell like mully. You know? Anyway, sorry, I'll wrap it up there. That is your daily bread. Breaking bread.
With the news of today.
Beautiful.
This is the morning shift.
Shifters, yesterday, New York City was host to an amazing boxing match, actually. It ended up being an incredible boxing match. Ooh. Devin Haney, the dream Devin Haney, took on Ryan Garcia. I don't actually necessarily want to talk about the fight itself. Neither do I want to talk about the antics that went on into the fight. But there was a lot that went on into the fight that built the hype around it, especially around Ryan Garcia. But they put in a bet. There was a bet that was made between the two of them. It was during Thursday's news conference, which agreed that Ryan Garcia would pay $500,000 for every pound he weighed in over 140. I didn't think he'd go over at all. Ended up being 3 pounds over.
Oof.
You do the math, that's $1.5 million.
Wow.
He had to pay that.
He had to pay that.
And
he has paid it. Paid it in full.
Wow.
I know. That's a lot of money. He wasn't scared, though. He said, yeah, put the money down. I'm going to do it. He didn't even care that he was 3 over either.
We're going to get to that in sport, by the way. Like, we're gonna talk, I know you're setting it up. But
there's a lot to break down with
to
that.
What to say about that fight?
But that was all I needed for a jump off. That's all I needed. For what's the most ridiculous, worst, non-monetary bet that you have made?
Oh, good question.
Do you guys have any, actually, before we jump into some of the ones that the Shifters came back with? I made one with Jordan back in the day. I don't even know if you remember this. It was a Blues Hurricanes bet, because that seems to be the only thing we like to bet on.
True.
But it was for a tattoo. Blues went on and gave the Hurricanes a good old hiding, actually. And I had to get a Blues tattoo.
Yeah, but except it was fake and you lied to me.
It was not. Don't you do that.
But how come it's still not on your body?
How come the money from the bet we just made isn't in my account?
Because you didn't put it on your body.
Bro, it's right there.
Next, look at that blue tattoo on his foot.
Nick's might have been there for my tattoo as well. I was there. He was there.
It looks like someone did it in fifth form with a pen.
Like, it was on. Nick's coming to have a look. I've got my phone.
Come on. That's like, not, come on.
It's not my fault it faded out.
Use my, what?
That's faded.
Thank
out.
You. Bro, it's faded. But I got it. I got it. I got this bloody blues logo stuck
Bull
to
jive.
Me for life. The worst bloody logo. My thought was, well, if I'm going to put it anywhere, I'll put it where I stand on them all bloody day. Stand on them, stand on them, stand on them. It was the worst bloody bit because I feel dirty every
Honestly,
time I see
he
it.
Told that person to do like one stencil light lining. he knew what he did. He knows what he did.
But anyway, it wasn't the best bit that I could have. You guys made any bad bets?
Honestly, I bet on love and like that's where I am right now. And it like paid out in triple pod. Like, honestly.
I put
in a mil and I got like 10 billion. It's crazy.
Mark yourself.
Yeah, I lost a pair of basketball shoes on a Ooh. Bet.
Oh, what'd you lose?
Well, the shoes. It was, what type of shoes? Oh, no, I played a game to 21 against a guy in Munro Street.
What was his name? You remember his name?
Give don't
him a
remember
shout out.
His name.
Give him a shout out, Mark.
Do not remember his name.
You're telling me you don't remember the name of someone who took your favorite basketball shoes?
I would absolutely name him, but I don't. I absolutely don't know the name. I did lose my Shaquille O'Neal, though.
Oh,
they were my Shaqs, yeah.
The pumps?
Yes.
This is trauma because there's no way you remember this moment, not his name, but that's okay. We don't have to give him a shout out.
Did he give you an absolute high key, did he?
It was close.
You gave over his shoes. Oh, there's the worst.
Bro, and my parents were like, what? What happened? Where are your shoes? And I was like, nothing. I couldn't say to them, I bet I thought I was going to win. I was going to take his shoes.
And you always got to bet on yourself, though. I love that. So we put it out of there. What's the worst non-monetary bet that shifters have made? There's a couple to go through. Let's start with Lily here today.
The wildest non-monetary bet is not with me personally, it's with my brother. In his early 20s, he made a bet with his friend about football. And my brother is a massive 49ers fan. And he made a bet with his friend that he was like, okay, the Bengals suck. They're not going to win a single game this year. And so he makes the bet. If he lost the bet, he had to get the Bengals logo tattooed on him. Oh, man, and mind you, my brother only has one tattoo, and it's a sibling tattoo that we all got together. And let's just say he now has upgraded into basic white girl because he has the Bengals logo in full color tattooed on his inner ankle. And it's just hilarious because he's a massive 49ers fan. But there's my bet story, and I just wanted to shout out to you guys. You know, they say people have voices for radio, and all three of you have voices for radio, and you got the looks. Much love from Washington State.
Damn, we got
hey, man, you flirty. Whatever flirty
time
you want to FaceTime.
We appreciate the compliment.
I mean voicemail, not FaceTime. Whatever time you want a voicemail, you send that in.
I just want to say I'm in love. Sorry, but
the Americans are something else with their sports teams too. Like, if they were divisional rivals, which those two teams, the Bengals and the 49ers, aren't, like, people would have their ankles removed so they didn't have to get, like, if a Ravens fan would never get a Bengals fan, Bengals tattoo. Lucky they're division, like, they're not division rivals, but so they're okay. So into their sports games, eh? Like,
you love
so
it, though, way. You think that's kind
I
of
love
how
that fandom.
They're not, like, yeah.
It's tribal.
It's tribal, and it continues. Like, they can have a terrible team, and the Bengals aren't terrible now, but if the Bengals still got plenty of people to their games. Win or lose. There's, like, Green Bay. There's, like, a six-year waiting list for anyone who wants to be a season pass holder.
I feel for Americans.
Generational.
What? I feel for Americans. Like, they're being programmed, you know?
Nah.
Like, the greatest distraction is the arena, you know, and that's what all that money goes into.
But it's tribal. It's great, you know?
We just got to keep things in perspective, okay? We got to have some empathy.
All right, let's go to, I think it's Jace K. Jace K.
Me and my mate, we like do head-to-head bets all year. Anyway, I'm betting that the Titans would make the top eight this year, the Gold Coast Titans. They're 0-6, and their best player's done his ACL. Des Hasler's got one haircut left, so beauty.
That's a tough bet, eh? Mato Mark, what do you reckon the end record will be this season?
The Titans? Well, they got close against the Seagulls this round. And Seagulls, they beat us. So, like, I don't know. Maybe they'll pick up one win.
Oh, that's
they're not good.
One? Oh. Isn't there like 28 games? I mean, a third.
No, I don't want to say that. I do not want to curse us by saying they might pick up one. Because if you watch them, they'll go
It'll
off.
It'll be against us, eh?
Oh, I don't want that.
Do you reckon the Titans have struggled because of, like, the location? Like, it being kind of like a party city? Or players are locked in?
The Gold Coast, yeah, maybe. Well, we get to play them Thursday. Hopefully,
they're not locked in.
On Anzac Day.
Love that. All right, let's go to another one.
Mark's not going to like this one, but I lost a bet and had to streak on the field at the Warriors. Never ever again too. Sorry, Mark.
Mark. Do your betting outside, thanks. We don't need that distraction.
This year, though. It's been pretty good this year, right?
Yeah. Don't even say it. Don't even say it. Not even attempt fate.
All right, here's another one.
My son's name is Darren after Darren Lockyer, because the Warriors lost 28-22 to the Broncos back in 2014.
Oh my God.
Nah.
Nah, that's the big cups. Where's the line?
That brotherhood's strong, though, if you think about it. Like, he didn't fold on that.
What excuse did he tell his partner, though? I always liked the name Darren, babe. Darren, it's a beautiful name. Strong, you know. It's about all I've got on that.
Wow.
Every time he calls that name, he has to remember that scoreline.
And that hairline.
You've got a good story about naming Ava, Mark.
A wonderful story.
I don't know.
My son's name is Darren after Darren Lockyer.
Mark, come on, man, tell the story. No.
I think it's the most wholesome, hilarious story. But you didn't share it.
Are we talking about the fact that I named Ava before Jana even knew that that was going to be a name?
Yeah, that story.
Well, we'd agreed on the name in principle. But then I announced it on Facebook before it was too late. So I quite liked it.
The beautiful part of Jana kind of came to after delivering their child, and I'd seen on Facebook Market already wrote a
hello, beautiful Ava for the world to see.
But honestly, G, that is the best.
I don't want to hear the reverse noises. But
this guy went on Facebook
after she just gave birth
and announced the daughter. Do you like that?
You know what? I couldn't get it right.
I could never have got it right. If I hadn't posted straight away, she'd why haven't you posted?
Nah,
why are you not into this?
I like
you know, so I took the risk.
Roll the dice.
You don't believe that.
Roll the dice.
My parents are pretty fortunate enough to own a few properties, and at the time we're going through their will, and I have five other siblings, and basically after going back and forth we couldn't come to agreement. So we just decided to play paper scissors rock, pretty much pull the paper, and now I don't have any properties. Pretty ratchet.
Oh, it's pretty random. You don't deserve one of you playing paper, scissors, rock for the house.
Man, I wish I had the guts to be able to pull something like that. Like,
paper, scissors, rock, shoot. No, bro.
You got to just divide the properties evenly or something.
That sounds like it was one and done
for any. Yeah, there's no lawyers need to be paid for that. There's no, you know what I mean, to draw up agreements, nothing like that.
Nah, you know what? That's actually
nothing has to happen.
That's how more things should be done.
Nah, he's the man.
That's how more calls should be made.
Let's do a scissors paper rock to see if we finish.
Wait, for starters, it's paper scissors rock. You don't ever start. Whatever.
Paper scissors rock.
What did he just say?
He said scissors paper rock.
Disgusting, bub.
Paper scissors rock.
Yeah.
To see whether we continue on with the show.
This should be a segment.
Gang, gang, more.
Really?
Reckon let's do it
right now.
Right now.
We can't. Oh my gosh.
You know what?
You know why I hate this?
You to do it.
You know why I hate this? Because we'll actually stop the show now.
We will.
Okay, hold on. You to do it. You to do it.
This show could end up just being half an hour long.
Boy, this is a beautiful thing. Mark, you're going with we stop it.
Okay.
Okay, we stop it right now. For the integrity and the honesty.
For the people, you're playing for the shifters.
Yeah, I know, but this is a. This is sacred, and we don't fold.
It's paper, scissors, rock, shoot.
Okay.
Jordan's to continue the show.
And then you do. Okay. So I continue.
Paper, scissors,
Jordan is to continue
rock.
The show. If Mark
shifters,
if Mark gets it right, we're
shifters,
done for the
don't
day.
Don't worry, I got you. Extra 20 minutes today on me. Here we go.
It's one and done.
Paper, scissors, rock.
I can't see your hand.
I went paper.
Okay.
Ready? Paper, scissors, rock.
We'll see you tomorrow. Check on your people.
This is the shift. The shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The morning shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The shift.
I love you.
This is the shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm making a burger.
It would be remiss of me to remind everybody that we do actually have obligations to 2x U, our favourite compression partners,
that's
also
true.
Of the Warriors, but As a man of my word, we'll have to do that tomorrow. We love you two times
you. We love you two times. And we'll start the show with sport, all right? Two times you sport.
We love two times
but you. But hey, never forget, paper, scissors, rock is sacred. And we are not exception to the rule. Check on your people. Love you. See you tomorrow.